Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. Welcome to Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness Reissue Week. We did it, everybody. Yay! My name is Brandon Weatherby. I host this talk show. We've been hosting this talk show in a lot of different cities. We wrapped up our three-year anniversary. We did 4 shows and 8 nights in 4 cities. Our last show was on Tuesday night in Long Island City in Queens, and it was okay. It wasn't a good show. It wasn't a good show because of me. I'm relatively new at this. Like, yeah, I've been doing it for 3 years, but that doesn't mean I've logged 10,000 hours. I'm still trying to get good. You need to, like, try to get good in order to be good. That's kind of the thing. So the first show we did of the four-night run was in Chicago, and it was one of the best shows we ever did. We had this guy named Brian Babylon on the show. He's a talk show host. You hear him on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He's really, really talented. He hosts the Moth Story Slam in Chicago. He knows what he's doing with a microphone. Our comedian guest of the evening was this woman named Katie McVeigh, and she also has this web series. It's called Yell You Better, and she's this very short, like 5-foot-tall woman that screams, and it's really, really great. And we had this musician named Deadbeat, and she played the saddest, most beautiful songs, and I love it, and that show is so great. And then 2 days later, we went to Philadelphia, the home of racism, and it was okay. We had a lot of fun. It wasn't a good venue. We did the show in front of and with a laser show at the exact same time. If you follow me on all of the social media platforms, you can see lasers shooting out of people's faces the entire show. It was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. Last week we were here, and it was one of the worst shows we've ever done. But that had nothing to do with the crowd or the venue or the guests. Just me. I was, like, tired. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not mentally prepared to do this. And then on Tuesday night, we did it in Long Island City, and we had 3 of the best guests we've ever had on the show. We had Ben Kronberg. He's been on things like Conan and TV, so he's very talented, and he did this like performance art set. It was kind of like Crispin Glover, and it made everyone uncomfortable in a very good way. And then the second guest was this guy named Brian Moylan, and Brian Moylan writes the Tube Steak column for Vice. It's about his dick. It's great. He writes about his dick, and he gets paid to write about his dick, and I want to be that guy, but my dick's kind of boring and straight, and his is gay and fabulous, so I don't have that job. Our final guest is this guy named Ned Hepburn, and Ned Hepburn has been on the show multiple times. He did the show when we were also just a one-on-one show, kind of like a Fresh Air type of show. Fresh Air, for those of you that don't know, you listen to this show, never mind. You know what Fresh Air is. Okay. It wasn't great because I was, like, tired and, like, shitty to myself. Like, you made me in a bad mood. Who cares? You know, like, everyone chose to spend their evening with me. I should be trying harder. And the next day, Ned, the last guest we had on the run, posted this wonderful clip of Craig Ferguson. Now, Craig Ferguson is my idol. He's the reason why I want to do this show. And I remember watching this monologue when it was aired 3 years ago. And the monologue is called Why Everything Sucks. And it's like a 3.5-minute diatribe about how the culture that we live in, the popular culture that we live in, is all aimed towards youth culture. And while that's not inherently good or bad, it's just what it is, right? We're producing products that are aimed towards kids that like the Jonas Brothers, and this is 3 years ago, of course, that like Kesha. We shouldn't know who Kesha is. Like, there's nothing wrong with Kesha, but we're adults. We have IDs that let us go into places to drink alcohol. We should not know who certain people are, yet this is who we are. So we're catering towards this mass audience that doesn't really make sense for us. And, like, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm kind of forced to try to be that guy, if that makes any sense. Anyways, I still want this job. I still want to host a talk show. I still want to do good work. And it's possible to do good work. And I was trying to find some good work examples. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with, like, younger people doing amazing things. Think of a band like The Misfits. The Misfits are an amazing band for the first part of their career. They should have broken up at the age of 25. Since their first few albums, the lead singer left, they all fought, and everybody else got fat and on coke. It's not a good formula. That happens to so many bands. Think of filmmakers, guys like M. Night Shyamalan. He released an amazing film before he was the age of 30. Ever since then, it's just become a joke. He's not good anymore. So I feel like I need to log my 10,000 hours. It's still possible to do great things. That's what I was thinking of on the way back from New York on a bus. I'm an adult. I get home, and my lovely fiance wants to see a movie that I have no interest in seeing. That movie is Les Miserables. And she sang the songs from Les Miserables. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking about. She sang the songs for that when she was in, like, high school and junior high, and she's won a lot of singing awards, and she's very talented. And whenever we drink lots of alcohol, she likes to put on things that she could sing along to, one of which is being I Dreamed a Dream. Now, in the film, the new film, Anne Hathaway will be singing I Dreamed a Dream. Apparently, she doesn't do a good job, according to my fiance. I don't care. That triggered something to me. I remember hearing I Dreamed a Dream a lot about 3 years ago. And I looked it up, and it was Susan Boyle. Susan Boyle, the winner of Britain's Got Talent in 2009, sang I Dreamed a Dream for her audition. Now, watch the clip. It's 7 minutes long. The first minute and a half are three very smug hosts making fun of her because of the way she looks. And you don't think someone that's 47 is ever actually going to make it. And then she sings. And it is the most beautiful thing you've ever heard, if you have a soul. And I started crying massive amounts of tears, pretending I'm not crying while petting a cat that's sick and drinking my eighth beer of the night. And that's where I'm at. I'm between knowing exactly what I want to do and succeeding at 47. Hopefully, the two will combine, and hopefully, I won't be sad and shitty and mean to people. And that was yesterday. Today, I spent the entire day doing my job and listening to all of the B-sides from Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness reissue. Now, the two people that are clapping are the only two people, to me, that matter right now. Here's why. The guys that were clapping just now, they make up the most talented house band that this talk show has ever had. Now, this talk show, the one that you're at right now, has featured people that have been on television. We had a guy from the War on Drugs. You know, that guy's famous and stuff. We had guys that are playing the Kennedy Center. We've had guys that have opened up for Rufus Wainwright in the Hamptons. It doesn't matter. The house band tonight understands the beauty of Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness B-sides. They understand who I am. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why no matter what happens tonight, I will be satisfied. You will be satisfied, and the world will be a better place. Now, I've talked these guys up so much. You think that they can't deliver. You are wrong. They can deliver with spades. It is beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for one of the most talented bands I've ever been associated with, Butterfly with Bullet Wings.
Time is never time at all. You can never ever leave without leaving a piece of you. Tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Art. We did it. Yes. See, I don't know if you guys understand. This band is essentially the Velvet Underground of now. Every single person that will hear this will start their own cover band of this band. This is not a cover band. This band is amazing. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. They came all the way from Brooklyn. Coming to the stage is our first guest of the evening. He's one of these people that, if you live in Washington, D.C., you know who he is. You also don't know why. We're going to figure that out. He's currently downing a drink. I just saw him do a shot. This is going to be a fun night. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Legba Carafor. Here we go, everybody.
33. Yeah. That was Harvard.
That was really good, guys. Thank you so much.
Here we go.
Legba, you're starting off with physical humor, which I appreciate, but we're doing an audio podcast. For the listener at home, what did you just do?
Nothing. What are you talking about?
Okay. Here's the thing with every hipster that's ever been on the show. Don't hold the mic like a prop. Because no one will hear you at home. Now, it's normal. You are not a performer. See, you're holding it. Now you're mouthing. You're putting the entire microphone. You know where that's been, right? Jam bands play here. And you willingly put a microphone that jam bands sing into completely.
They call it jam for a reason, I'm sure.
Okay. Now, let's go for both the room and the listener at home. How would you describe your outfit for this evening?
I don't know, sort of very Muhammad Ali. I think he once said, sort of, dress like a butterfly, sting like a bee. So, you know.
How did you think that was going to go when you first said it? When you you obviously had prepared that line, you're like, it's going to kill?
No, I just popped my head.
It just popped in your head. Well, that's not bad then, if it just popped in your head. Now, you're wearing army boots, but they have some style in them. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, the boots are John Fluvog.
Okay. You're wearing purple tights.
Which I stole from Target about an hour ago.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you hate the American economy?
Oh, Well, so I should feel like I'm on food stamps first.
Wait. You are on food stamps.
I am on food stamps.
Are you doing this because it's like a fun Cory Booker challenge, or are you doing this because like you've decided to put other stuff in your body instead of getting a job? Like, why are you on food stamps?
First it was fun, right? It was sort of like a hobby. Like I'm really good at waiting in lines.
See, that was funny. Everyone should have laughed at that. That was really funny. I'm not joking.
And then eventually, you know, when you're on food stamps for a while, suddenly you realize you actually need to eat every now and then.
Here, for the listener at home, you're a very thin man.
I take a lot of Adderall, like a lot of Adderall.
Why not stop buying Adderall?
I don't pay for my Adderall. The government does. Are you serious?
How does this work?
I'm on... All right, so back in the 80s, when Marion Barry was a socialist, we have... D.C. is, like, the only city in the U.S. that actually has, like, fully paid-for Medicaid, which I'm on, and I think there's a couple other people in this room who are on it. It's great.
Well, that's actually a helpful tip, actually. Now, when you're on Medicaid, can you see a therapist for free? That's not a knock. I see a therapist.
Yeah, no. I can see a therapist for free. I mean, so the quality of the therapist is not great.
Of course.
It's a very nice retired trans man who is missing most of his teeth. Nice guy though.
What's his name? Do you have like? Would you recommend this therapist?
I'm not gonna.
Would you tell me off mic, because that actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's great. Well, it's great because like they like if you're even remotely like together, you can just like walk in and like. Ask for anything, and they'll just give it to you. Like, I can be like, I have, like, prescriptions that, like, I probably shouldn't have that I don't even take just because I want to see if I can get them. I was like, can I get Xanax? I don't like downers. Why not? Yeah, totally. I got, like, 50 of them. It's great. And at the same time as I'm getting the Adderall, which is also hilarious.
This is hilarious. Okay. Now, moving up, you have the purple tights, which you just stole from Target an hour ago. A pleather mini skirt or leather?
They're booty shorts.
They're booty shorts. I'm sorry. You're wearing booty shorts.
It's pleather. I don't kill animals.
What about the boots?
Where did I get these? I think I got them Buffalo Exchange for like $5.
No, but are those leather?
Oh, yeah. They're leather.
So you'll kill for your shoes, but not the midsection.
Oh, well, I didn't kill that one.
Well, I didn't say you killed for your booty shorts either. Well,
how do you know?
I'm asking.
I don't snitch.
How did you get your booty shorts? Would that be snitching?
I also shoplifted them, to be entirely honest.
Okay, cool. And you're wearing a t-shirt that is screen printed?
Yes, I'm wearing a screen print t-shirt.
What does it say?
It's from a anarcho-feminist journal called Lies.
Perfect. Now, your coat.
I found this in the back of a coat check.
That's a good idea. You have two different bracelets on. Let's go with the right wrist.
That's a cock ring.
That's really a cock ring?
That's a cock ring, yeah. I used to work at Pleasure Place.
Could you... Let me see. Oh, man, I feel like I have the smallest dick
after seeing this
cock ring.
All right, look. All right, so for, like, listeners at home, like cock rings always look much bigger than, like, your penis because they don't go around your penis. They go around, like, your balls and your penis.
Oh, well, yeah, then I got a sweet, huge dick. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Now, what's on your other wrist?
It's a bracelet. I think I jacked from a friend and duct taped.
Okay. Where do you live?
I kind of couch surf.
Do you feel like I'm talking to you like a disappointed guidance counselor?
Yeah, but sort of like, that's sort of like most people's like standard approach. So like,
all right, yeah.
So last year I went to, a friend of mine's that I was seeing at the time, actually, her work's Christmas party.
Okay.
And she works for the American Enterprise Institute, which is like a far right wing think tank. And like everyone there would ask me, like, they'd be like, "Oh, look at you. Are you an actor?" I'm like, no. And they're like, "Well," they'd be like, "Well, you should call me. Here's my business card." And then be like, "Where's your card?" So I'd hand my food stamp card and be like, "Well, I need that back." And so then inevitably I'd get these like really weird, like confused lectures, like, "So you're on the food stamps? You're on a... How does that work?
How long have you been on food stamps?
Off and on, like 3 years.
Cool. Kind of.
Kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You see the card. The card looks pretty fancy, actually.
You confuse me. You remind me of a lot of people that I used to know when I lived in Chicago. Part of me wants to hate you, but me actually likes you. Why is that? I'm not threatened by you.
Well, you should.
I'm definitely confused by you. Maybe I'm in fear of things that are confusing. That's not healthy.
Are you turned on a little bit?
That's no, always... that's the thing. Like, no, I wish I was. I really wish I was. But it does, you don't do anything for me.
I'm in a married man, just saying.
I'm engaged, so it's not the same. Wait a while. Now...
Oh, you're...
Now, you're straight.
No.
What?
No. Serious?
I thought you were straight. No, no. Now I like you a lot more. No, okay, no, this makes more sense. Okay, cool. What do you do? What's your day like? When do you wake up, or you just like happen to be places? Like, how does this work?
All right, so I
what do you
up.
Eat for breakfast? Do meals apply to you?
Actually, do you actually want to run down on my day?
I do. I really
okay,
do.
All right. So first,
you're straight?
Yeah. No.
Damn it! I tried to trick you. Okay.
No.
I don't know why I thought you were straight. I'm sorry.
No.
That's an offensive question.
The proper term is opportunistic.
For your sexuality or your...
Yeah.
No, dude, no. That's not a proper term for sexuality.
That's totally proper term for sexuality.
I guess. So...
Queer? I don't know.
Well, it is a...
preferred term.
All right, that's cool. Okay, let's go through your day. What's your normal Wednesday like?
All right. I get home at 5 a.m.,
Where were you?
So every now and then I work at Eastern Music Hall.
Oh, okay, cool. So you have a job?
Not really. I mean, kind of, you know.
Okay.
So I wake up at God, you know, I used to be, I'm a failed academic, actually. That's the truth of it. It's even worse.
You know what's weird about this? I don't think you're a failed academic. I think you're an academic in waiting. I feel like once all your hair is gray.
That is bleak.
No, it's good. Once all your hair is gray, but you're still doing the exact same things, I think you'll get a university job. I don't know why, but I just feel like you just need gray hair.
I'm going for knighthood.
All right. That got it sort of a laugh. Okay, continue. You get home at 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m., I go to bed. I get up at I don't know if I go home. I wake up somewhere.
You wake up somewhere.
I wake up somewhere at 10, 11.
Okay, so you're not, You're getting a medium to small amount of sleep.
All right, so then I get up, and so I'm seriously ADD. So I spend
what's ADD mean?
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
You have ADHD, okay.
So I spend about the first, 2-3 hours of my day posting on Facebook repeatedly.
Why?
I don't know if anyone's welcome to me on Facebook or anything they want to, but I post crazy shit.
No, but constantly. Why do you do that?
It's a disease. So other times, I'll take my Adderall and you get, locked into, whatever you're doing. So, if I happen to be masturbating, I'll end up masturbating for, 3 hours straight by accident, which is terrible.
Don't you stop when you come?
Do you not do amphetamines and jerk off?
No.
Is anyone else in the room done that? Come on. Someone has to have.
So, wait. Why are you masturbating if you're not going to come?
Because you get stuck doing it. It's like a loop. And then your penis swells up like this. By this, I mean the bulge.
You also, for the listener at home, I'm staring at Legba's junk. You also have a handkerchief stuffed in there. So it's not all you. Let's be honest here.
Well, I was beaten there recently.
You were what?
Yeah, during Occupy, I got beaten by the cops in my junk. I just got
really?
Swelled up pretty hard.
Now, do you think you give Occupy a bad name or a good, sexy name?
I'd prefer to give it no name at all, but I'd like to think a bad, sexy name.
How many STDs do you have?
I boarded.
Not overall. Right now.
I mean, right now?
Right now. We'll go overall
later. Do you mean active ones?
Yes,
or
just
active. Active ones. I don't know. I mean, my...
You should know.
I mean, Yeah, does meningitis count?
No.
Oh, wait, that's not the one I was thinking of even. Wow, joke failed. I don't know. None.
That's great.
Transmissible failure to talk to people without talking on and on?
No, that's fine. Okay. That's most people. That's okay. Now, how many have you had?
I had the clap once.
How did that happen? Well, I know how it happened. How did you treat it?
I hooked up with a goth is how I got it.
You know what, but that's a fantastic lesson.
The dude in all black laughs.
No. That's a fantastic lesson. Don't randomly hook up with goth people because they all have the clap. Is that fair?
That's a fair statement. I think it's a fair statement. Yeah, there's someone in the audience nodding.
That's good. Okay, yeah. So you had the clap from a goth.
Yeah.
You wrote a poem about it because that's what you do. And then any other sexual transmitted diseases?
Nope. That's it.
That's pretty great. Good for you, Legba. Okay. You're waking up at 11. You're posting on the Facebooks.
I just got validation. This is great.
You deserve it, buddy. You deserve. You look like you got a ton. That's why. Kudos to you. It's like when you found out boy was actually straight. You're like, ah. That's kind of how it is with you. It's like, oh, you should be dead of AIDS. But you're not. Hooray! See? In a way, it's the nicest compliment you can ever get. So think about that. Don't think about it. Okay.
You know what? Actually, on that note, no, it's not the greatest compliment ever. And Jen Tisdale actually asked me to talk about this today. Have you heard of bug chasers?
Have I heard of
bug chasing? Bug chasing
bug
is a
chasing.
Is
no.
a now kind of defunct gay fetish in which back in the late 90s and early zeros in the circuit party scene, gay men would actively attempt to become infected with HIV, and it was called bug chasing.
Was that a thing, or was that just like part of a really bad movie that people thought became a thing because Hard Copy did a story on it?
I think it was a thing briefly. There's a couple of sociologists written about it.
Okay. Where did you go to school?
I went to Virginia Tech first.
Okay.
Then I got thrown out and put in jail.
Why did you get thrown in jail?
I got thrown in jail because I vandalized the campus at an anti-rape protest.
Wait, I don't... Okay. Was there a... Usually when there's an anti, there's a pro. Was there a pro-rape protest first?
I think rape is the pro-rape protest. That's just how that kind of works by default.
I was hoping you would have said a pep rally.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so you did the anti... But how did you vandalize the campus? So you essentially were participating in Take Back the Night.
No, this was actually the night before Take Back the Night.
So you're...
I mean, stop telling the truth, I swear.
Like, you were a fan of Take Back the Night before it got all big and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so... What did you do to vandalize the campus?
I don't know. I mean, there was like nine of us, a bunch of spray paint, some broken windows, blah, blah, blah.
You like to say blah, blah, blah over very exciting things.
I mean, it's kind of prosaic if you do this shit. Also, I don't know, man.
Wait, why did you get your junk stomped into during Occupy?
Okay, that's not actually true. I did get my lip ring ripped out by a cop during Occupy.
Why?
He thought it was funny.
Was it funny, though, honestly?
I mean, I laughed.
It was pretty funny,
I laughed.
So it was worth it.
It was pretty good.
Where did it get ripped out?
You see a scar on the inside.
Oh, it doesn't look, but you can't see it unless, you look fine. You
yeah,
look
it's
great.
Fine, it's fine. I grew a handlebar mustache while I healed.
That's perfect. That's exactly what you should have done. Okay, we're at about 2 p.m. You're still on Facebook. You're still masturbating vigorously on Adderall.
Yeah.
What do you do next?
Sam, what do I do next?
No, please, just you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I smoke a lot of pot. Right. So we smoke a lot of pot.
And then you make out with a woman at a coffee shop.
Then I pretend to look for work. Like, I tell people, oh, yeah, I'm looking for work today, which is, like my normal thing. So people don't look disappointed in me.
I think people would be...
You look disappointed right now. God,
I think people would be disappointed in you if you had a job.
Yeah.
I think the fact that you're living not full of AIDS, consistently partying and fucking... It's kind of a, like, dude, the first world is all right. You know what I mean? Like, in a way, you're like, urban living can work for you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but I mean, there's a limited amount of space to do that in, though, anymore in D.C.
Do you feel like you're going to have to move?
Yeah, I mean, real talk, probably.
Where?
Which sucks. I don't know. Either with my parents or...
Where do your parents live?
My parents live in Berlin.
Wait, your parents live in Berlin?
Yeah.
Like the city or the suburbs of Berlin?
No, like Texas Berlin. There is a Berlin in Texas. I didn't make that part up.
Okay, do they live in Berlin, Texas or Berlin, Germany?
They live in Berlin, Germany.
Why aren't you there now? Because if I had parents that lived in Berlin and I could go there and they wouldn't care, I would live in Berlin.
Real talk, because I was born out of wedlock, so I'm not recognized by the German government, so I can't get papers to go in.
Even if it's so, it doesn't make sense. Like, you don't have a passport?
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys know this, but like Europe is crazy racist and also pretty crazy right wing at times, and they have a pretty hardcore immigration policy.
That's kind of sad, man. I thought that the Germans were really liberal and liked all cultures.
No, that's a pretty significant American fantasy.
I was making a Holocaust joke that didn't land at all.
Can we start doing that?
You could try. They don't usually work. Go nuts, go.
No, I'll come in later. It's fine.
You'll have a tag on my Holocaust awfulness. We're like at 4 p.m. Thus far, you've woken up, masturbated vigorously, taken drugs, and made out with a woman even though you're gay. Finish the day.
I mean, a lot of my time is spent staring. Okay, yeah, I get into fights on the internet. I mean, that's definitely a huge part of it.
Why?
Because it's important?
No, it's not.
To, like, the future of humanity? This is on the internet.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out why you exist. I'm trying. No, we're all right, doing that. All
right.
I'm trying to figure out why I exist.
When two filthy breeders fall in love, they produce babies or something?
Yeah, that could happen.
And then, you know, they grow up as useless pus sacks and either become yuppies or become me.
When was the last time you were in love?
Every day.
No, really.
I'm not answering the question.
That's sad, man.
Oh, no, it's not.
It really is. I mean, one of the things that I learned through these melancholy reissues and is, like, without love, like, we're just wandering around. We're just getting our junk stopped in an Occupy. We're just getting lip rings pulled out. Like, we kind of need love validate ourselves.
I grew up listening to, like, Nine Inch Nails, Pretty Hate Machines.
Yeah, so your outfit.
My take on...
You're wearing the Woodstock 94 outtakes. That's what
you're... Oh, my God. You know, my greatest regret in life was that I was at Woodstock 99 and did not participate in the riot that happened. I am so mad at myself for that.
Why did you go to Woodstock 99? Because you're a big fan of Pepsi and military bases? It was sponsored by Pepsi and held in a former military base. Sorry. Don't knock the voice of our generation. They had a song called My Generation. Go ahead, Legba. Why were you at Woodstock 99?
It was the 90s. I don't know.
You can't just say a decade for a reason.
I feel like the 90s are self-explanatory.
No, they're not.
I mean, I don't know.
Case in point, Sugar Ray, go.
That's just not fair.
Well, they're a pretty good band, right? They're a pretty good band, if not the best band. Don't you just want to fly?
I grew up taking... and boy, are my arms tired. Ah, shut up.
You got zero laughs on that.
I wasn't trying.
You thought you were going to kill with that line, too. Legba, I feel like I'm on the verge of abusing you as a friend. Now,
More abuse, please. How do you know I don't like it?
Before the show, I brought this point up. I think we've spent between 10 to 20 hours together in the same room. We've probably exchanged 5 sentences back
and forth. It was an elevator. There was, like, a pregnant lady. It was awful.
Look at that kill. It was just waves of laughter. I'm sorry. Okay. Why aren't we best friends? I think we have the potential. We have very similar lifestyles. We dress the same.
You wear ties. I like ties.
There you go. It's a torture device. If
you
want
to, we can go hang at the Crew Club.
What's that?
Seriously?
The Crew Club?
Google it.
I don't know what that means.
I'm just going to leave that hanging.
I just Bing things. I don't know what Google is.
That's
okay.
Cool. That's cool.
Now, I am consistently staring at your package. Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
I mean, that's kind of the purpose of this whole...
It looks pretty great. Seriously, kudos to you.
I actually seriously debated putting glitter on it first, but I ran out of time.
Under or on top?
On top.
Yeah, because putting it on directly seems like a really pointless, like, unshowerable offense.
I don't know. There's a pretty good artist who has, like, tons of nothing but, like, if you Google glitter dick, you'll get nothing but this one.
But that's an artist. You know what I mean? That's not just a guy. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you're not an artist.
I think he was like his. He is a guy, and he just kind of...
Well, yeah, but he gets paid to do that.
I don't think he got paid for this.
Would you?
I don't really think there's a market in reproducible art of glittered penis.
I beg to differ. Yeah, I completely beg to differ.
Like I said that.
Okay, so what's your goal in life? Besides, like, because I can't tell if you, like, really want to die or not. You know, I'm trying to figure that out right now. Like, you have a fun life, but... how many tights can you steal, bro? I mean, just, like, you got to...
A lot.
But really, though, like, what's the goal for you? I really don't know. You confuse the shit out of me.
I mean, what do you mean, what's the goal? What's your goal?
To get on late night, to marry my fiancé, to create something as good as the Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness B-sides. Thank you. To be a big advocate for really talented people, hence doing the talk show. That's about it. Those are pretty decent goals, I think. Yeah, that's it. What are yours?
Overthrow capitalism, do drugs.
That's it. You want to overthrow capitalism.
Yeah.
See, now we can make that happen. How can we help you overthrow capitalism?
Okay, everyone start breaking your chairs.
How does that actually help anything?
It helps a lot of things. Also, it's really fun.
I agree with the
fun
part.
Really fun.
Were you ever in a band?
I get asked that a lot. No.
That's the fucking problem. That's why you're still doing this shit. You were never in a band.
But I have no talent.
I was in bands. I have no talent.
Here.
Thank you. I kind of feel like this could be a never-ending segment where we try to figure you out and it's just pointless. It's the snake eating its tail.
I was on the Daily Show once. That was kind of cool.
What were you doing on the Daily Show?
Back during the Rally to Restore Sanity thing.
Yes.
They wanted to have on the segment, which would include like stereotypes of people, such as a Tea Partier or someone from Code Pink.
And what was your stereotype?
And I was the anarchist, right? So I had to show up, and I was asked to appear sort of like dressed in like a black hood and like a mask.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did. And I just gave them totally non sequitur answers. The fun part of the story, though, is what I did the night before. Which was, so when I got to the hotel, they booked me in this like really swanky hotel in Midtown. And I get there and the desk clerk's like, oh, you know, we need a credit card so you can check in. I was like, I don't have a credit card. And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, oh my God. So I had to call the studio and she was like, well, just give me your credit card. And I was like, I'm an anarchist. I don't have a bank.
That's fair.
I don't have a
bank. That is completely fair.
And they're like, all right, fine. So I sent this intern over and the intern turns over this like black Amex corporate credit card to the front desk. And then he looks at me and goes, now make sure you don't do any, like, rack any charges because that'll go back to Comedy Central. And I was like, I mean, I just smiled. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so the short version of the story is I woke up the next day and, one, not only had everything been taken out of the mini fridge had been wedged through the window, the mattress slipped over, someone definitely shit on the floor, there were nails in the wall, which I don't even know why someone had a hammer and nails.
Wait, really quick. Were you supposed to stay one night or two nights?
One night.
Oh, then that totally
Oh, no.
Makes
so what I did was, if you ever trash a hotel room and somebody else's dime, the trick is you call the front desk, you ask them to move your checkout time to a later time. So I moved it to like 5 o'clock and I put like the do not disturb sign on the outside and then just booked, took all my shit with me. And then got done with the taping at like 2, bolted to the airport. And as I'm on a tarmac, my phone rings. And it's like one of the producers is like, Mr. Carrefour, we have some charges we're really concerned about. And I was like, what are you talking about? Did you like rent a bunch of movies? And I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, they also say there's some damages. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, okay. So I hung up the phone immediately and just like left. And then I got this email later on with what looked like a bill. And I didn't really look at it much. I think it was $2,000 probably.
A couple thousand. Did you take anything home with you? Did you get the TV home?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to add theft.
That's the difference between you and me. I trash nothing. I have a new laptop.
Yeah, but I don't want evidence around. You know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Except
the
that I
evidence.
Tell it on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're confusing to me. I still have learned nothing from you, but I have enjoyed our time together.
Dude, these tights are pieces of shit. They're already falling apart, and I just stole them.
You should return them.
I should. Oh my God, they just ripped.
Well, you're pulling at them, so. Well.
Oh, actually, can I ask a question?
Feel free.
Why do women's tights have this little, like, I don't explain, it's like a vagina cozy in the front? Like, you look at it and there's like, what is that for? Does anyone know?
If you don't wear underwear.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, I'm just guessing. I don't know why. I like doing this show because I got to ask you questions that no nice person should have possibly been able to ask you. And you should have been able to hit me. But because you have class, you didn't hit me. So thank you.
Wait, can I hit you?
No, you can't.
Oh.
I'm not an anarchist. Wait, really quick. They called you on the phone. Is that right?
Yes.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have a shitty little, I don't know, it looks like a drug dealer phone.
Are you on a plan or anything like that?
Yeah.
So you're on a phone plan?
Yeah.
But you're an anarchist?
Yeah.
That's all. Legba can be found around town. Do you have any plugs?
I'm being serious. Are you talking about butt plugs or something?
You can plug butt plugs if you want.
Oh, you mean like to boost. I don't know. Stuff and Facebook.
You're on Facebook. You're very good at
Facebook.
You're one of the best at Facebooking.
Find me an OKCupid.
Are you on OKCupid?
Or I think so. I'm also on Grindr.
Well, that makes sense.
Right. Where a boss who fired me once just tried to hit on me, which is great.
Where does he work?
It was a comic book shop, actually.
Where? Which comic book shop?
It's called Big Monkey Comics.
Big? Oh, that's no longer around.
Yes, yeah, sadly no longer.
Where's he at now?
I think Dogs by Day. I don't know. He's a very nice guy.
What's his name?
I'm not gonna put his name out here.
But you're an anarchist.
Yes, I don't snitch.
God, you're stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, you're a fun guest. Would you do this again?
Sure, love to.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
All right, cool.
I'll wear pants next time because this is actually not that comfortable.
I told you it's an audio podcast. Don't go for the visual joke. But you decided. I'm glad you did it.
Honestly, it made me feel more comfortable. I would have felt awkward otherwise.
You'd feel awkward with pants on.
Yeah, totally.
That makes sense. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the most interesting man in the world, Legba Carefor, everybody. Legba, congratulations. You did it. That was a fantastic segment. Nathan, could I have you come up here, please? Well, that was an interesting segment. I actually enjoyed that. Legba, you were fantastic. Thank you so much. That was awesome. She's a very funny stand-up. I'm excited to have her here. I'm glad you're going to get to see her, too. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Becca Steinhoff, everybody. Becca.
And in the eyes of a jackal, I say kaboom! And we begin to send where we've never been. There's no coming back to the last. Because that one, we are meant to serve.
All right. There's, like, not really a great segue between what just happened and what's happening now. Like, I thought my shit was together. It's not. That guy has his shit together. He knows what he wants. You guys doing all right?
Yeah!
All right. God, do I just start, really? I just start.
Do you want me to help?
Yeah, I need your help.
What do you want me to help
with? No, I don't need your help.
Ladies and gentlemen, Becca Steinhoff, clap!
You.
Yay! Everyone's happy to be here! Yay!
You. That was very helpful. Thank you. I think that trying to find someone to spend the rest of your life with is a lot like figuring out what to have for dinner. You don't start looking until you're starving. And you're probably going to end up regretting your decision when you decide to go with Mexican. If that offends you, Indian is a good backup. Someone said ouch. Anyway, we're just going to move on. I know you're not Indian or Mexican because that's an English word. I'll be honest with you about something. There's not one person in my life that believes that I can operate without marijuana. Not a one. My whole family like insists on it. It's kind of an unconventional childhood. My parents made me start smoking pot. They sat me down in a public place when I'm 16 years old and they were like, listen, you have got to do something. You're a real bitch. Great. Thanks, guys. I usually have pot. I ran out once like 4 summers ago. And after about a week or so, my whole family pitched in, got me a bag. It's to everyone's benefit. Yeah, cool parents. But I don't know if they quite realize the train they set in motion. I have this really bad habit of smoking myself stupid and going out in public. Not now, but in general. And I go out and my friend will see me and be like, hey, what's up? You look really high or tired or something. I'll be like, I'm both. I'm bired. Oh, wait. There's not a B in high or tired. And without skipping a beat, my friend's like, you're hired. It's like, yeah, or tie, which is, I think, how Pootie Tang got written. I'm not sure. Kind of a specific reference. I've overheard for a long time that I'm hard to approach. But I don't know why anyone would say that. I'm very nice. Can't they say it to my fucking face? I like kids. I don't have any kids, but I like them. I just don't know what to say to them. But I try my best. I was walking down the street the other day. I saw this really cute kid, and I stopped him, and I was like, hey, kid, you're really cute. You better stay that way, or you're going to die alone. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. I actually walked away feeling good because now I know what to say to a kid, the truth. ever since I started doing comedy, everything sounds like a joke to me. I'm kind of ruined for normal conversation. I was talking to someone the other day, asked her how she was doing, and she's like, you know, I'm not really doing that well right now. My sister, she's in the hospital. And I'm like, oh, good, I love this one. Go on, she's in the hospital. It sucks. My own mother calls me with bad news, and I feel like I've got jokes coming out the ass. Like the other day, she contacted me to tell me my father was in the hospital. And by contact, I mean she sent me a text message that said, forward, your father is in the hospital on a respirator overnight. And I'm like, is he okay? He is good because I prepared a little ditty. It's terrible. I'm just waiting for the rest of the message. Like, forward, your father's in the hospital on a respirator overnight. Now send this to 5 people or he dies. Oh, gosh. I worked my way through school working in restaurants, and I finally graduated. I went to a job fair at my alma mater, and the booth with the most people in line waiting to apply was the Waffle House. I'm like, so glad I waited to get a degree before applying at the Waffle House. Thank you. But I got in line because that's the job I'm qualified for. So I'm meeting the guy, and he's liking me. I'm doing good. I might get a job at the Waffle House. He's looking at my resume. He's like, wow, this is a great resume. I see 5 years at the same job. That's great. I do see a few problems on here. I see that you're not 14 or pregnant. No, but if you look on my resume, I'm a 24-year-old with a Bachelor of Arts degree. It's kind of the same thing in this economy. I'm pregnant with knowledge. I have no use for it. Oh, thanks. So I don't know if you noticed, I am a female comic. It's kind of a dream with no hope. That's not the funny part. Thank you. That's my life. Yeah, it does kind of feel like a dream with no hope. But sometimes to make myself feel better, I like to think about dreams with even less hope. And the only thing that I can think of being a white female would be to become a white female rapper. That is a dream with no chance of survival. I feel really bad for any white chick that really wants to be an MC. Because at least like being a comic, I want you to laugh at me. If I'm a white female rapper, not only would I look far more ridiculous, but I would demand respect. Like, yeah. Do we have any gullible people in the audience? Thank you. It's usually just one. I am a gullible person, but I don't understand why that's really like a bad trait in a human being. What is so weak about choosing to believe people when they talk to you, right? A gullible person is a person who believes that the truth is still out there somewhere. I don't even know how many people out there are left like that. Someone once told me there was no one like that left, and I believed them. Yeah, it's a thinker, I guess. I think the weak people are the people who prey on the gullible, the ones who play practical jokes on people like myself. I want to find one of those jerks. I want to go up to them, and I want to have a nice, candid moment where I can just be honest and say, look, man, I'm kind of gullible. And they'll be like, really? And I'll be like, no, suck on that. How does that feel? Not good. I guess I'll leave you guys with this one thought. They say that the most effective time of day to take a pregnancy test is first thing in the morning. What a crazy way to ruin your afternoon. You wake up, hey, you want to pack up a bowl? I might as well. I'm smoking for 2 now, so. And yeah, that's my set, but I'm not supposed to leave the stage, huh? That's
Becca Steinoff, everybody. Yeah,
thank
Becca,
you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Becca, how are you?
Oh, I am so good. I just killed this audience.
I know, it was amazing.
It was really good.
Where are you from?
I'm from South Orange, New Jersey, but I just moved from Asheville, North Carolina.
Why did you come here?
To D.C.?
Yeah.
God, I wish I had a better reason. It's for a boy.
Are you still together?
What?
Are you still together?
Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks.
Does he do comedy?
He does do comedy.
There, that makes sense.
This doesn't interest you guys, my boyfriend?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Doesn't help. Okay.
I'm sorry.
What's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Herbie Gill.
Herbie Gill. How's that going?
Oh, it's going really good. We're really happy. Our lives collectively suck.
Why do your lives suck?
Oh, well, we're comics that have to wait tables to make ends meet.
Where do you wait tables?
I work at a members-only cigar bar in Alexandria.
Do you like it?
Like is a word.
Fair enough. What does your boyfriend do?
He also waits tables at a society fair in Alexandria.
Do you live in Alexandria?
We do live in Alexandria.
So you moved from a really hip college town.
I did. I moved from a really awesome place.
To Alexandria.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
That remains to be seen. Ask me again in a month or so.
How long did you move? Like, when did you move here?
I moved here in June. It's been about 6 months.
Okay. What have you learned from being in D.C. for 6 months? This is the nation's capital, if you didn't know.
That you don't put your purse in your car trunk. You keep it with you.
Did your car get stolen?
No, but that's just... It's just a paranoia hyped up. It got amped up moving here. Because I'm from like a pretty trustworthy city.
How often did you put your purse in the trunk of a car?
Whenever I didn't want to carry my purse on me.
Why not just not bring the purse?
That you're not a woman, so you don't... Purses are like...
That's why it doesn't make sense. Sorry.
Like, I have a lot of things that need to... Like, if I carry them all in my pockets, I look like I have a penis.
But you don't.
That's what you think.
What's wrong with having a penis, Becca?
No, there's nothing wrong with having a penis, but looking like you have a penis when you don't is bad.
What about Legba? What did you think about Legba's penis?
I couldn't see it because thankfully his leg was up. It was pretty much directed right at you.
I think that was intentional.
It was absolutely intentional.
That was pretty cool.
He even was like, I'm going to buy stockings and make sure my junk is thoroughly protruding for Brandon Weatherby later. Because you thought he was straight.
I thought he was straight. I still think he's
Yeah,
straight.
No, he's like he's sleeper holding you. Like, he's going to get you later.
Yeah, that's okay. Coming is coming. I don't care. Whatever, man. Everyone's got their thing. If it's Legba and a bud.
I tell you, he would do really well in Asheville, though. There's a lot of anarchist.
Do you miss Asheville?
Like, I do miss Asheville. Does anybody here know about Asheville?
I've heard it's amazing.
Asheville's amazing.
Why would you leave?
God, I left because I was there for 10 years, and I felt like if I didn't leave then that I was going to be there for the rest of my life and kind of get another 10 years down the road and wish I had done something else.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah, you're young. You're fine.
Yeah, I mean, my family's there. Like, I can always go back there. It's not going anywhere. So I just figure, why not come to a new city and see if I really have what it takes to be with the boyfriend who I was with long distance for 2 years.
How'd you guys meet?
At a comedy festival.
That sounds like an awful idea. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It wasn't a bad plan.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Are you okay?
I'll be fine. Thank you.
You sure?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. Time for plugs. What do you have?
Gosh, this was the biggest plug that I had, and it went so well.
Hey, don't do say that.
No, I don't have any plugs. I mean, I'm at work.
You're on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, Becca Steinhoff, at Becca Steinhoff. I'm on Facebook, also Becca Steinhoff.
What would you prefer, Twitter or Facebook?
Well, either one.
Okay, cool.
I wish I had more to tell you.
What do you think of my house band?
Intimate.
That's right.
Intimate.
They're about to play some tunes.
They're my new favorite band.
That's right. That's the correct answer. Becca Steinhoff could be found on Twitter and stalking the best house band in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented Miss Becca Steinhoff, everybody. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for coming to the Wonderland Ballroom. You've been a fantastic crowd. We're not done. What you've done is come to see a show that you knew was going to happen. What's next is something different. These two people have written a book. It's about sex. It's about having sex after a certain age. I've never met them. I'm very excited to see what they have in store for us. Ladies and gentlemen, give them your ears. Give them your eyes. Please put your hands together for Sheila and Alan Bagelman, everybody. Sheila and Alan Bagelman.
Shakedown 1979. Cool kids never have the time. Just, I guess, 1970. nine.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the greatest house band in the world. Sheila and Alan, thank you so much for being here. You're going to share a mic for just 1 second, if that's okay with you two.
We're very comfortable with intimacy and sharing.
Yeah, we share our bodies on a regular all the time.
Our fluids. Oh, my. Okay.
It's like, where does my penis start and her incredibly large vagina begin?
It's just like two bushes are one bush.
It's like, you know, it's like magic.
Sparks fly. From the friction, mostly, but
Sheila and Alan, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're so welcome.
Correct.
You're on the show to plug a book.
Yes, we are co-authors. We're on a media blitz.
Where are your other appearances?
We were on the Dr. Oz show.
Really?
We were on Oprah.
Wow.
Oprah Winfrey.
She's pretty popular. A lot of people
She's huge.
She's huge.
Did
you hear what she said?
She said she's huge. Oh, were you making a weight joke?
Struggles with her weight.
Oh, that's very mean, guys.
I can say that because I'm heavier, so it's not.
Well, yeah. Well, not anymore. You know.
Still feel. I got liposuction, so. Yeah,
she got a liposuction.
I still feel big. I don't.
She feels big, but, you know, I got to say, in the sex, she's like a. You know, she's like a what's the woman Barbara Streisand?
She's like Barbara Streisand in the bed.
You're so sweet.
Thank you.
Now you two, are you guys a couple or are you just co-authors? Like, how does this work? Your last name is shared. I don't know if you're siblings or a married couple.
We are a married couple.
You're a married couple.
We're lovers and best friends.
That is delightful.
It's actually very interesting. Her maiden name is also Begelman.
Oh, that's just how it worked out. And you happen to find each other.
It was kismet, honestly.
Yes.
Now,
we're both Begelmans.
How long have you been together, the Begelmans? How long have the Begelmans been together?
We've been together for 43 years.
You better get that right.
Aww.
42 years.
42 years.
And it has been an erotic journey.
Okay.
That the two of us have undertaken.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable sex.
Unbelievable.
Let me tell
now,
you.
Do you have any offspring?
Yes, we have 3 gay sons.
They're all gay.
They're all gay.
Are you proud of your gay sons?
Incredibly. Oh, you know, that thing's all right. It's all right.
And,
you know.
Alan.
No, I mean,
It seems like your wife prefers your gay sons, Alan.
Well, incredibly she made them proud. That way, but,
I'm sorry. Is your name Alan? I forgot already. I'm sorry so much. I'm sorry. I apologize about that. Now, you're here to plug a book you have. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we wrote a book.
Co-authors.
Co-authors, of course, and lovers and best friends.
You know, they have this program, Microsoft Word.
Yes.
You can just go. It's instead of using typewriters or your hands, you can do it on the World Wide Web. You can write books together.
The interwebs.
Using the interwebs. Using the tubes. Okay.
And so we go around all around the country. We do seminars. We do, different talks.
Different kinds of talks.
Senior centers, Jewish community centers, like different places. And we show seniors that, like, after 60, your sex life doesn't have to stop being an explosive journey.
It doesn't
of sexual power.
In fact, it can become a more erotic journey.
It could become more
Sheila
erotic.
Sheila, isn't more erotic now that you're over 60?
Oh, it's unbelievable now.
I mean,
my life is... Sometimes he'll be motorboating... And all of a sudden he's eating out my vagina.
Now, really quick, for the listener at home, what is motorboating?
So I get these emails. I'm on this email list.
Okay.
And so we saw one of the emails said, if you want to have a good time with your wife, you go and you take your lips, you bring it between your breasts. And you just do a...
Like, and that's what you do, Alan. You do that for Sheila.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
I've heard about it, but I don't know what it is.
But when you're 60, when you're young, you're very far away from the clitoris. When you're 60, your mouth is very close.
Oh, it's very close.
The vibration, wherever you are, it's good.
I must say, I'm a lucky man. We're not embarrassed to share this with you guys.
Okay.
But my wife has an incredibly long vagina. It starts
very long.
Now,
basically
what's...
underneath her belly button.
Now, what's the advantage of having an a belly button to anus long vagina. I don't understand how that's an advantage.
Well, I mean, it's you know, it's every 16-year-old boy's dream. I don't think I have to explain why having a very long vagina is an attractive vagina. If you know, we're very open about ourselves. I have some penis issues. I've had penis issues
not
for a long
issues.
Time.
It's not an issue. It's a part of the journey, Alan. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay, well, I happen to be what is known as a shower, not a grower.
What does that mean?
It means that my penis is 8 inches flaccid and
that's pretty great.
3 inches hard.
That's not very
good. Well, it's not. It's good for blowjobs, you know.
For you, for Sheila, it's good for you.
I can get even the balls in. I can get the whole thing in my mouth.
Well, that's very giving of you. Now
and she can sing a song. She could do the blowjob, balls, dick. And then she could say, you know, like
sing a song.
Once, twice, three times, you know.
Sing out loud.
A lady.
It seems like you're both singing different songs.
Well, I have a huge catalog of
Papa,
songs.
Papa, can you hear me? All the great hits. You
now,
know.
If I were a rich man.
Oh, you see, my wife is a performer. I've never been on a comedy play before, but this is very nice.
Very
hey, have you? We saw Seinfeld a couple years ago. He
How was that?
Great.
Unbelievable.
He was great.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was great.
Unbelievable.
Just great.
Unbelievable.
He was great.
He was unbelievable.
Seems like you guys really like Seinfeld.
Masturbate to him.
Now, Alan. Does it bother you that Sheila masturbates to a very famous comedian?
Well, like most individuals, I didn't think that women actually did that.
When did you learn that women masturbate?
At 63 years old.
Okay. Now, how old are you now?
63 years
old. Okay, that's fantastic. It's
been a huge year for us.
Yes.
It sounds like it. Now, when did you write the book? When did this journey...
This year.
This year?
Yeah,
wow.
This year. In fact, we wrote it in about 3 days.
Wow. How long is the book?
It's about...
8 inches.
8 inches. Whoa! Flaccid, right?
Flaccid. You read it, you're like, oh my God, it was only 3 inches of information.
No, but you can fly through it. You can fly
through it. So it's 8 inches,
really.
But it's really only 3 inches of information.
It's a beach read.
It's a beach read.
It's a beach read.
Now, have you written any books before?
Well, yeah. Well, I actually wrote a book of sayings. Because
your own sayings or
just my sayings.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
The Alan Bagelman sayings. These are the sayings that I've been saying my entire life. And
do you have an example of your sayings?
Give them the examples.
One of the most famous ones of my sayings.
Give them the famous example.
The famous example is if you go to Starbucks before 6 a.m., the service is terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible service.
That's a
terrible
great saying, Alan.
If you go before 6 a.m., the service is terrible.
It's terrible.
That's funny and true.
It's terrible.
It's kind of like a Jerry Seinfeld joke.
Well, we don't really listen to the jokes.
Oh,
I mean,
okay. You just
know.
Like his delivery?
I like the way he moves on
He's a good
stage.
Guy. You know he's a Jew. He's
now, a Jew. Are you Jewish?
Well, you know, what else would we be?
You're a Jewish?
What are we, Islamic Jihad over here? What do you think we are?
No, Alan, stop.
No, I don't know.
So you're not an Islamic Jihad.
Okay.
You're Jewish.
Not in this lifetime, mister.
Okay. But maybe future lifetimes, you might be Islamic Jihadists.
No, come on. I mean, you want to bring Israel into this? Don't bring Israel into
this.
Didn't
sign up for this.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's take it back a notch.
Come on.
Okay. Now.
Come on.
Why did you write this?
What are you, Obama? What is this?
Hey, whoa. You're not a fan of Obama?
We're here to talk about our book, okay?
Okay, let's talk about the book.
Okay.
Now, what's the name of the book?
The book is called Sex for Sassy Seniors.
Being Slutty Over 60 is the
long
subtitle.
Colon, Being Slutty Over 60. Well, the thing is, we had two different ideas. I wanted the sassy senior. She wanted the slutty senior.
But life is about compromise with your lover.
So you do. That's a big part of sex is you got to compromise.
Now, Sheila, what's your favorite part about sex with Alan?
Oh, God, that's such a good question. I mean,
well, thank you.
Oh, so you're welcome.
Well, that's why he's on the comedy play. He's doing the questions
for
everyone.
Okay, you're smart. You're smart now. That's
his
really
job
nice.
Right now. You're going to say,
thank
that's
you,
a good
Alan.
Question. That's
I don't
the only
remember
thing he's
the
doing
question.
Is questions.
I don't remember the
what
question.
What is your favorite part of sex with your delightful husband, Alan Bagelman?
There are so
many
things.
There's a couple of things.
Wait, Alan, I think it's her turn to talk.
Oh, I thought you were talking. Okay.
No. Well, Sheila, the floor is yours.
Thank you. There are many things I love about our relationship
okay.
and about our sex life. Like I mentioned before, I love when he motorboats my titties. he gets really close to my my vagina.
Okay. I could go for, I don't know, I could go for maybe 6 minutes.
And like he said, I have a very long vagina, very long clitoris, so we've started to experiment with actually jerking it like a gherkin, you know, which is nice.
But something happened to us that actually got us involved in the erotic
arts. We had a trauma.
We had a terrible, terrible trauma.
We accidentally both snapped our necks.
We both had
Oh my God! How did you guys get broken necks?
We both had broken... Okay, so I got one of my emails. I got an email about doggy fashion.
So I was running home.
Wait, what's doggy fashion?
It's what they do in France. I know the anti-Semites in France, but it's what they do.
It's very cool.
I hate the France. After 9/11, I say freedom fries. You see this?
I got
an email about it. I'll show you my email.
You got to forward it to 10 people. You're going to lose your citizenship.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm going to forward it to you.
I don't want
to
lose my citizenship.
The one thing they do, because they're such lazy anti-Semites, the one thing they do well is having sex. They're very good at it.
The French are good at sex.
And they dress their dogs funny.
And they dress well, yeah. And they, you know, if you want your son to be like mine, you dress your dog.
Gay. You mean gay. Your son's gay.
No, he's a dog fashion designer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We should set him up with
Stay
Lego.
Stay off of him.
We should set him up with Lego.
He's all right.
What about Lego?
His name's Legba, not Lego.
Legba.
Yeah, it's not Lego.
Let's set him up with Lego.
Did you see that gentleman over... He was the first interview.
Yes, Legba.
He was fascinating.
Wasn't he?
Wasn't he interesting?
He
That's
was.
What I would say. I was
not
say,
a Jew.
Interesting.
Not a Jew. No, I don't think he's a Jew. I don't think
he
he's
was very not interesting.
He's not part of the tribe.
Not a Jew.
No.
Not a Jew. No. Anyways, broken necks.
Okay, so I was...
Doggy fashion,
He
France.
Read an email, text messaged me about it. I start running home. My foot gets caught in a pothole, and bam, I hit the ground.
Oh, my God.
Break my neck on
impact.
Oh, no. Didn't
then
die.
She breaks the
That's
neck.
That's fantastic that you're not dead.
Thank you.
I get a call from the security guard in the parking lot of our office. He says, this has been a terrible accident. I say, Ove, what are we going to do? So we go, I get in my car, I drive over, I see her laying on the floor, accidentally trip over her on the ground.
Trips over me?
You tripped over her?
Foot in the same pothole.
Oh my God.
In the same pothole, can you believe that?
So we're laying there like a sandwich.
We're a sandwich of two broken necks. You must have seen us.
Oh my God.
But in that moment,
yes,
I felt... I'm sorry to share. I felt this dick on my back.
Oh.
There was something about the injury and the pain of the situation.
Yes.
He got
that
a
was
boner.
Incredibly erotic.
He got a boner.
I got a little bit of a boner. It was getting smaller by the second.
But harder.
But harder.
Like a Triscuit.
Incredibly hard. Oh, my
goodness. So you had
a diamond.
A Triscuit boner.
Pulled down my pants and rear-ended me in the parking lot.
We do the doggy fashion. We do it like the French people.
Oh my God.
With the broken necks, we had lacerations. I had lacerations on my body. She had lacerations on her areolas. She had lacerations everywhere.
How did she get lacerations on her areolas?
Because I was trying to get myself up, but my head was hanging on the
ground.
Yeah. And my areolas rubbed on the concrete.
That's so graphic.
I lost my nipple part.
Oh my God.
I'm all areolas.
You're nippleless now?
She has
I'm all
one
areola.
Nipple.
Oh, wow.
She has one nipple.
One nipple.
They sewed the skin from outside the areola together, so it's like a round mound on one
Does
side.
Does that make motorboating more fun for you?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of
okay.
course. I mean, it's a very slick surface.
Yes.
And we love every surface. Part of
you. I say, what are these nipples? They're getting in the way. You know, they're getting in the way.
Oh, you're sweet.
That's
you're
what
sweet.
I say. I say, get rid of the other nipple. You know, that's what I say. Get rid of the other nipple.
So it seems like through this tragedy, you've come out more intimate than ever before.
Absolutely.
That's
fantastic. So we started exploring a sexuality.
Well, I mean, it was the first time I had tried anal. I'm 62 years old, and he put it in my
butt. So you're a year younger than
Alan. And it felt, I got to say, it was painless.
Oh, it's a year ago. I'm sorry.
I felt great. Afterwards, she was very tender.
Thank you.
She kissed me on the back of my neck.
Thank you.
And, you know, I came out of it in one piece. I really thought, you know, I called up my son. I call Steven. I say, Steven. And he said, fuck you, Dad. And I said, Steven, your mother has been doing some experimentation. There's a thing called plaguing, okay?
Plaguing.
It's
when the woman puts on the synthetic penis
Plastic penis.
We do plastic penises in our bedroom now.
Okay.
And she takes the plastic penis and she puts it in your butt, and then you're like a gay, but it's not gay. It's not gay. But I say to my son, I feel like I was gay with your mother, and I understand it. I understand.
So in a way, when your wife has anal sex with you as the recipient, you feel closer to your son.
Well, you know, my son is there, actually.
Oh, he's there.
Because we said, you know, we didn't get it right last time, so you might want to come by.
So he's kind of like coaching you.
Give us a couple pointers. We're very open with our kids.
Yeah, that's really nice.
We're very
open with our kids. What do your sons think of your new openness?
Oh, they just love it.
Oh, that's so nice.
They love it.
So nice. Yeah. Well, it seems that you guys are a really great family. You're obviously in love after 43 years.
I mean, seriously.
42, I'm sorry, 42.
You know, I climax, and then she climaxes, and then we just had, you know, and then we're having an orgasm, you know, she's having an orgasm. We're
singing opera together in the bedroom.
We're all watching opera. You know, it can be scary sometimes when you're 60, right? Because there is something that happened in Germany in the 1940s called the Holocaust.
Terrible.
Right?
It was a bad event.
And so let's say you're making whoopee. You're having sex. Who's to say another Holocaust doesn't happen while you're having sex with your wife?
Could happen any time.
It could happen at any
moment.
You gotta
be prepared. Could be happening now.
You gotta be prepared.
That's a scary reality.
Well, then you gotta have food. You gotta have food in the bed. Because the nuts.
So you're eating food in case there's a Holocaust.
Oh, we are gorging ourselves.
Oh, wow.
You lose so much weight in a Holocaust.
You lose a lot of weight in the Holocaust.
So to you guys, making love is also like carbo loading in case the Holocaust happens.
Could happen.
That
you
is
have
true.
To always be prepared for a
That's
Holocaust.
That's good advice. Always be prepared for the Holocaust.
Yes. Well, that's
have your son teach you how to perform anal sex with your husband, giving it from the wife.
Taking and receive. It's both these.
Butts or butts, you know?
You know,
matter.
The thing is like in the society, a man needs to be, you know, a hairy chest, a big, you know, a strong man like George Michael or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like...
Yanni.
But, you know,
Yanni and George Michael. These are the men that we base our lives around.
Sometimes you can switch the gender roles. You could switch the gender roles.
Absolutely.
She could be the dominant. I could be the dominant.
After menopause, I felt more like a man than ever.
Oh. Yeah. Now, it's do you use any drugs to aid your lovemaking?
Oh, of course. We use tons of drugs.
Okay.
Tons of drugs.
Honey.
All right. Well, the first drug that we use is called Adderall. Lego was talking about it. You never come.
You never come. Lego is kind of teaching you a lesson about...
No, Lego... must have read our book, honestly.
Yeah, because I think Lego's a fan.
You can make love for hours.
You know, I see this commercials. I see this commercials. It's on the TV, Cialis, okay?
Unbelievable.
Can you believe this? Have you heard this? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
They're amazing.
Amazing. You take a Cialis. You're sitting in two adjacent bathtubs. Next to some sort of beach or something.
By the ocean.
And you know, it's the bathtubs. So we go to the bathtub resort. I've been calling all around trying to find the bathtub place. And we find the bathtub place finally.
Finally. In the coast in Texas.
We go to the Texas coast. We go.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful coast.
Well, it's
we
great,
were the only Jews there.
A great detail. It's a great detail for the story. And so we're both in the bathtubs. I pop a Cialis. I get harder than I've ever been before. It must have been 1 inch, you know.
Oh,
it was incredibly
small.
But an inch of steel.
Oh,
it was an inch
completely
of
steel.
Magnum steel.
And so, you know, I say, well, I don't know what to do. You're in this bathtub. I'm in this bathtub. It's a one-person bathtub. We don't know what to do. So I try to get into her bathtub. Boom. Break our necks.
Broken necks.
Again? You broke your necks again?
Second broken necks.
And this time there were no paramedics here, so our heads were just flapping in the
wind. Oh, my God.
The wind was blowing.
And we had sex right there.
That's fantastic. Did you both orgasm?
Absolutely.
We both had orgasm.
Not even a question.
We both had orgasm.
Sang opera.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Floppy necks.
Poppy, can you hear me?
One inch hard as steel dick.
Oh, yeah. You sang the ental.
That's pretty great. Well, yeah, it was fantastic. I think what you guys did tonight was sold a lot of copies of your book.
Thank you.
I think you did a fantastic
job. You're very sweet.
Do you have anything to add? Do you have any plugs? Does this media tour continue anywhere else?
Well, we'd like to share a couple tips.
We have tips. I'm sorry. Let's go through some quick tips.
Top three tips.
Okay, top three.
For making love after you're 60 with your partner or with another fella or whatever you want to do.
Get your notebooks out.
Get your notebook.
So the first one is that to create more better intimacy, you're going to want to carry each other around the house while touching cheeks. So one person carries the other. Doesn't matter what position, make sure your cheeks are touching.
Cheek to cheek.
I oftentimes carry Alan.
She carries me all the time.
I have a wider frame than Alan.
She's a much larger
three
person.
Children,
than me.
You're gonna three have children, you're going to have hips. And I carry him.
She bore all my gay children. And
they just are children. We don't need to.
He's someone, technically right. They are gay children.
But you
so.
Know, we don't.
You know, you have a regular or a gay.
Well, I'm
Alan, saying, that's not really.
Not nice,
what
Alan.
Are you, Obama? What are we on the Dr. Phil Obama show right now?
I'm sorry. Continue with your tips.
They are extremely gay, but.
They're very, very gay. They're very gay. They watch my wife sodomize me. They're incredibly gay.
I don't think that's a gay or straight thing, Alan.
Very gay, actually.
That's just
it's
a weird
gay.
Thing. That's
about as gay as it gets.
I don't think that's gay. That's just weird.
They all believe in life after love. All of them. All my sons.
Thank God.
All of them. Yeah, that's gay. Okay, that's
very gay.
That's really gay.
The only thing gayer than things in butts. But that brings us to number two.
Number two, tip two.
Things in butts.
Put things in butts.
You know, you could do a nice mouth. You could do a nice vagina.
Fingers.
But you could also put things in butts.
Aerosol cans.
Those seem large.
Empty
things
them.
From around the house. Yeah, what
when
else?
When you get older, your asshole... I mean, it can be as large as the width of your cup, right? I mean,
it's pretty
the
big.
Diameter.
And it's a large cup for the audio audience.
Thank you.
It's very
it's
large.
It's a stein. It's a beer stein.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Which so, is another thing that you could put in. Yeah, and
it, if you have the gaper for it, you certainly can.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. It's science.
Thing number 2.5 we have here.
2.5, liposuction.
Liposuction.
You got to get your wife liposuction.
I looked like cottage cheese legs.
She was horrible.
Didn't want to be
seen. You should have seen her. Oh,
that's
disgusting.
Sad.
Well,
it's not sad. We got the liposuction. I've put about $25,000 into my wife.
These are expensive legs.
No, I literally... went to the bank, took out $25,000, put it in her vagina.
If the Holocaust happens, there's money in my leg.
There is money in her vagina.
Is that a separate tip to put
precious,
money in your body in case the Holocaust
that's
happens?
Another, yes. That's another tip.
Yes.
Why not just have like a checking account overseas or something?
No. The spies are going to know.
Oh, the spies. I'm sorry. I forgot about the spies. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Swiss took all our money and all of the disgusting people.
I'm sorry.
What are you, Obama? We have Obama Hussein Jr. over here, you know?
That's funny. Write that down.
That's funny. Write it down.
Write that down.
I could put that in the Book of Sayings Part 2.
Put that in the Book of Sayings. I have an idea. Put that in the Book of Sayings Part 2.
Honey, I like where your head's at.
Thank you.
And I like where your head's going to be at in about 5 minutes
it's
from
gonna
now.
It's going to be putting your whole dick and balls in my mouth at the same time and singing Fiddler.
And you can sing Fiddler. You can try to sing something fucking new this time. I'm sick of fucking Fiddler. Every time you give me a blowjob,
okay.
I have to listen to the same songs.
Not here, Alan.
Well, I'm a little bit
Tip
upset.
Three, everybody. Tip three.
Tip
How about
three.
We
pocket penis.
Pocket penis.
What does that mean?
You buy a plastic penis. And don't buy the Chinese crap, okay?
Nope.
Because the Chinese crap, they have like nails and stuff. I don't know what they're putting in these things.
Nails.
Disgusting. Disgusting. The Chinese crap.
Sounds like an egg shaker.
Go online. Read your emails. Go to the message boards. Find something that's hypoallergenic. We have a lot of allergies, the two of us. We're allergic to a lot of things.
Everything.
We're very prone to neck breakage. So, you know, you gotta do your homework before you find your plastic penis for your wife to put in your butt. So
that's it. Those are it. I had another tip, but I don't think that's a good one.
What is it?
I always make videos like R. Kelly did.
R. Kelly, did you see this? Did you see this?
I didn't know if that was...
Did you go on the YouTube? Okay. On the YouTube...
There's a website that has videos on it now.
Okay. You could type anything, like funny things, all right? And then it'll
type in funny things and R. Kelly shows up?
Funny things, ton of videos of funny things happen.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
The video shows up. If you search pee on girl...
Pee R. Kelly shows up.
R. Kelly shows up.
Yeah. You like peeing on each other then?
Well, we like making videos of pee.
We do. We do a little bit of pee work on the videos. There's a small kink community online that downloads and will pay a pretty penny for Jewish people over 60.
Well, they're all Chinese. The kinks, they're all...
I think you're being a little racist here.
I think they are Chinese. Isn't that what a kink is?
The kinks. That's what you said, yeah?
I don't...
Sheila and Alan, I'm very sorry we are out of time.
You're kidding.
We've been out of time
for 20
minutes.
You know, that's one of my sayings. I'm very sorry we're out of time.
I love that saying.
That's a great saying, I think.
Well, what's the name of the book?
The name of the book is... Sassy Senior Sex. Sex for Sassy Seniors.
Being Slutty Over 60.
Being Slutty Over 60.
It's at Amazon.com.
All of the sites.
All of the
websites.
You
can get all the sites. You could also get it. We've in a lot of major cities, we have gotten the homeless population to start peddling our books.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's how
we're putting
give back.
Them to work.
Yep.
We're putting America to work. Mitt Romney could win this election. We don't know.
We don't know.
You got to get the vote out, guys.
Got to get the vote out.
Get
and
the
these
vote
homeless
out.
People, maybe when they get a job, then that kind of spirit will trickle down to all of everyone else, the blacks and everyone else. Well, another thing I need everyone to remember.
This is you're really good.
Another thing I need everyone to remember.
Tell them what you need them to remember. Tell them what you need to remember.
Good idea. Is if you're at Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Before 6 a.m. The service is terrible.
Very bad service.
Terrible service at Starbucks.
Before 6 a.m.
Before 6 a.m.
They don't know what heads in their asses.
They had a Mexican goth girl working in our Starbucks. She's 600 pounds wearing the black lipstick. It's disgusting. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Alan. Alan, she's a nice girl.
The world is a vampire, says the dream. Spite of a rage, still just a red cage. Spite of a rage, still just a red cage. Tell me I'm the only one that's a rat in a cage.
Sheila and Alan Bagelman, everybody. Butterfly with Bullet Wings does it again. We have one final segment of the evening. And it's a pretty important segment. Some might say it's the most important segment we've ever done before.
Oh, wow.
Did it last week as an experiment. It went very well, so we're doing it again. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the woman on stage. You've never seen her before. Sarah Armour, everybody. Sarah.
Hi. Hey, hi. Hey.
Sarah.
Hey.
You're a very talented stand-up comedian.
Oh, Brandon.
You're a very talented sketch performer. You're a very talented improviser.
Thanks.
In addition to those three talents and sounding like a witch, you're also a very smart woman that gives out very smart advice.
I like to think of myself as a life coach.
Now, as of right now, I only have two questions to give to you.
It's okay. That's all we need to answer.
Now, if any of you have questions for Sarah to answer, text me the question and I will ask it to her. Okay? One of my great friends, Adam Friedland... He's over there.
Oh, is he here?
Put your hand up so everyone knows who you are. Adam Friedland has my phone number. Get my phone number from this guy, Adam Friedland, if you want to text me a question to Sarah. Sarah, does that make sense?
That makes sense. And
okay.
You know, no pressure. I don't want to put any pressure on it. But if you have a question, I'm here for you.
Now, this might take a while to pull up because I have to pull it up on my phone.
Okay.
Because I am not prepared.
That's okay.
I did so much prep for our previous guests.
Oh, yeah.
That I was a little taken aback that this segment even came up.
That's okay. I had some advice that I thought of while I was watching the show.
Go ahead.
Okay.
This is just show advice for me.
Yeah. Well, no, for everybody.
For everyone.
For everybody.
Okay.
I wanted to give Becca some advice. Is Becca still here? Loved your set. Wanted to know if you had thought about investing in a fanny pack. Becca talked a little bit about the difficulties of having a purse, and I agree. But I rock, almost at least once a weekend, a fanny pack, and it's changed my life. I call it the bag for a liberated woman, because we don't want to have something on our... We don't want to carry a bag.
That's true.
You don't know how much stress it is on our shoulders, on our backs.
To just be a woman.
To be a woman, to have a purse, and all the shit you put... Even when you have a big purse, you find shit to put in the purse. So you put, like, your hairbrush in the purse, and a book, and a journal, and an idea notebook, and all this shit that
Wait,
you don't
stop.
Need.
Sarah, aren't idea journals and notebooks the same thing?
No.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
See, I'm learning already.
I have, like, 20 notebooks with me. I have an ideas notebook. I have a journal for my feelings. I have a notebook for other ideas. I have a work notebook. So when I have a big bag, it's a lot of pressure.
You should get a computer.
Oh, a computer? What? Okay. What is that?
Do you have any other tips?
Any other tips? Brandon, I want you to work on your gaydar a little bit.
I honestly think it's an act. That guy is straight.
I mean,
that's an act. That's the same way Bowie was gay in 72. That's an act.
Okay.
That's an act.
Let's revisit this then in a few years.
In 40 years, okay. We'll figure it out.
Because when you asked him if he was straight, I mean, for a minute he threw me off because he was like, this woman I was seeing. And I was like, oh, really?
Yeah. And also, one of the things he does apparently every single Wednesday is make out with a woman.
Well, I think that's awesome. And
yeah,
I dated many a gay man, so I appreciate that.
All right, that's fair. Are you ready to get to the question?
I'm ready. We only have two questions. I'm ready for them.
Why does my shower curtain attack me when I'm in the shower?
So there's the obvious answer, which is that your curtain is gay, but that's not what I'm going to go with.
Wait. How can curtains have sexuality assigned to them?
Because everything has an essence.
That's a new thing. I didn't know that.
Everything has an essence.
Everything is either male or female, gay or straight.
It has has its own essence. So,
what about the magazine Essence?
Essence is the essence of essence.
Okay, fair enough. Go on.
I think that's a really easy question.
That's Brad. Obviously.
What I want to say about your shower curtain is that I'm pretty sure that it's haunted. And I say this because I lived in an apartment with a spirit. And in your apartment, clearly your spirit lives in your shower curtain. My spirit lived in a hacky sack. And I actually didn't have such an intense experience, but my roommate was being pursued by the hacky sack sexually. And at night sometimes she would feel that a spirit was laying on top of her and then giving her Eskimo kisses. I'm not kidding. It wasn't like a rapey spirit. It was just trying to like lay
the
with her.
Spirit.
It was a cuddle spirit. But she would wake up and on those days the hacky sack would be in her bed. I am not fucking with you. And we realized that wherever the hacky sack, and nobody ever moved the hacky sack, but it would appear in all different places. Your shower curtain doesn't have the luxury that the hacky sack did because it's attached, but that's its way of reaching out to you.
When this hacky sack thing happened, how old were you?
It was in college.
You were in college. How high were you?
Yeah, she didn't smoke weed.
How high were you?
I was very, very
high. That's all. Okay, perfect answer.
But that's what happened. That's what I think.
So the answer is ghosts.
Spirit. Ghost is kind of like a word, but spirits.
Ghost is a no word?
I feel like it has a really negative connotation.
But spirits is positive. All right, that makes no sense. Okay. Follow-up question. Can you use this hacky sack as a sex toy?
It's a great question.
From someone in the room. I don't know who.
I think that she tried, and I think that it was a little bit burny. I think it was a little bit too much. The material wasn't great for a clitoris.
You shouldn't use hemp.
Yeah, it was
in your privates.
I think it was very burny. Very burny.
This is from...
Burned a clitoris.
This is from one of the best guys at fucking that I've ever met. This is from Sean Joyce.
Oh, Sean. Yeah, I know Sean.
Should Brandon wear glasses or no glasses, flannel or suit? It's a two-part question.
What a great question.
Isn't it?
I think you look very handsome without your glasses.
Thank you,
right,
Sarah.
Now. I think you look very nice and put together. And I think everything's fitting you really nice. I think you look great. But
there we go.
Well, what I'm going to say, and this is a boring answer. If you are dressing for other people, you're not going to feel sexy and good. You dress in whatever makes you feel sexy and good. When you look in the mirror, I want you to be like, wink, point at myself, kiss face. And that's, so if it's flannel or suit, and you can vary. Sometimes I wear all black. Today I'm wearing orange. This is what made me feel alive. Whatever makes you feel alive and sexy in the morning is what you should wear.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you look very nice.
You Thank
look
you.
Very handsome. You're doing a great job. You're a little down on yourself today. And I thought all of your podcasts were fabulous. I just think you're a real star.
I wish you were my mom.
You aren't. Well.
This is from my very good friend, Adam Friedland.
Oh, is Adam here?
He's in the
Adam.
I don't know if he's still here.
He's very, very funny.
How do I get this pussy off this pedestal?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I think the answer is pretty obvious, though. The pussy only stays on the pedestal as long as you don't see it fart and shit. And I think you just need to catch her in moments of farts. Moments of farts and shits.
What if they're SBDs?
Sound deadly. I think that's a pretty big turnoff. Because those can be really deadly, you know? I mean, I've been having farts lately that could kill cats.
Have you killed a feline with the farts?
Well, I don't keep them around me for that very reason.
That, you are a friend of the animals.
Absolutely.
This is from very, very, very funny comic Kyle Martin.
Kyle, yeah. Great. Lay it on me.
I don't think he wanted me to say his name.
Oh. It's Who's Kyle? I don't even know Kyle.
Exactly. What's the biggest non-Jew dick you've ever seen? Seems kind of personal, but...
Okay.
Whatever.
This is a great question. It wasn't in a sexual situation. I was actually shown... This is a true story... I was shown a penis.
Wait, was the ghost story not a true story?
That's also a true story, okay. But I feel like no one's going to believe this, but... Well, I don't know why
you're
say this.
You're thinking that the dick story no one's going to believe, but the hacky sack ghost story...
Well, that was so real that I can't even imagine.
Yep, that was so real!
Listen.
I am.
Get stalked by a hacky sack and tell me it's not the realest shit in your life.
Please put that on your grave.
Tell me that's... No, I'm serious. That's real deal shit. Okay, the biggest thing I ever saw was recently. I was getting my hair cut, and I have this really sassy hairdresser, and she always is talking about how she's dating these really rich white men for their money. But recently, she started online dating, and she met someone, a young black man, who she thinks is as dynamic as she is. So she's cutting my hair, and she's like, "Do you want to see a photo?" I'm like, "Yes, I do." Boom. In my face, Android phone, a full-screen photo of a big black penis. Swear to God, I'm getting my hair cut. It's a flaccid penis the size of a baby arm.
Sounds like somebody's... Never mind.
I'm shocked. Because I'm like... And then I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this is a dick pic. Like, I didn't think she meant to show him. And she's like, I know. That's what he's working with. And I didn't know what to say. And my only response, I was like, well, I buy sex toys that look like that. You know, I just thought to make a joke. And she got, like, really offended. She was like, oh no. I can't believe you just said that. And I was like, I feel like our boundaries are like...
Very confused.
Very confused. Like, I don't know. I feel like we're not...
Would you like a baby arm dick?
I think I would, like, in my mind, but I think it would lead to no good.
Why?
I think it would lead to vaginal tearing and a really knocked out back of the throat.
Real talk.
Real talk.
I'm pretty sure I know who this is from. Can you recommend an STD testing site within walking distance? Just use Yelp. I mean,
I would just use Yelp. I would just feel around first and foremost, see if you feel anything. I one time thought that I had warts. Turned out I didn't. I don't think I need to say anymore, but I thought I had warts and I had to.
You don't.
But I don't.
Congratulations, you did it.
Mazel. Thank you.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Mazel?
Yeah.
Like, congratulations. Good. Oh, that's congratulations. Cool. Mazel tov. Mazel
I am tov. Learning new words.
Oh, man, you're so smart.
I'm not. You're smart. You're teaching.
Yeah, but you're learning.
I know. This is how the world works. Okay. What makes you fart or shit more, chili or coffee?
Oof.
Take your time. Think about it.
It's two different kinds of shit.
Isn't it? I mean, it's like...
Not a singular shit. You know, because a coffee shit...
Yes.
...is a much more... it's a kind of shit.
Understood.
A chili shit is a more like... It's a more grumble shit. So, you know, it's just different situations. One burns more, and the other just flushes out of you, like just marches through your colon. Like pioneers, just...
Yeah, it's like the Lewis and Clark of a colon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Final question of the evening. Mm-hmm. This is... I'm not going to say his name because He's been on the show before. He's an improviser as well.
That's not embarrassing.
But I think this is like an actual real question. Don't take it seriously. Do whatever you want. How do you know when to take a relationship to the next level?
I think it goes back to my answer before.
The shit one?
Well, it's farts.
Farts.
If you're with a girl and she feels comfortable farting with you and you still like her, that's sort of an entrance to the next step. Because...
Wait, did you say entrance because it came out of a butt?
No, but that's a good... I mean, it's a good play on words.
I know.
Don't you love when that stuff happens?
We're pretty solid on that one.
Oh, solid.
Yeah.
Farts. That's the answer.
Yeah.
When farts are comfortable, you can go on together in life.
Yeah, that was perfect. I can't top that. You got any plugs?
No.
That's cool.
Cool.
You want to just sit here and stare at people to see how long it takes?
Yeah.
That's weird. I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to do it.
You're really funny tonight.
Really?
Yeah, you're really good.
You're good.
Yeah. No, I was okay.
You're too hard on yourself, Brandon.
No.
Life's a journey. You are.
Isn't it?
Life's a journey.
Life's a highway, man.
Don't stop judging yourself so much.
You got to
ride all
night
long. Because no one else is
judging
you like that.
No, RuPaul judges me.
No, she doesn't know who the fuck you are.
Fuck you then. Don't be mean to me. It's my idol.
I'm just saying that Ru thinks you're great.
You just said she doesn't know who I am.
Yeah,
you know how much that hurt?
She's not judging people. She's not out judging people because she's doing her own art. You're doing your own art and you have no business judging it. Because look what you've created. Look at all these people here to see your show.
They just want to hear the dance music start.
Doesn't matter. You're what leads into the dance music.
I'm in the way. Yeah, that was cool.
Sorry, everybody. Dance music coming soon.
Ah! You're really nice, too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta seriously plug something.
I literally don't
you
know.
You don't have anything? What are you doing next Friday?
I do have stuff. I just don't know. Like, I have something tomorrow. I'm in a show tomorrow at a Toys for Tots benefit, actually. That's a good thing to do. You bring a toy to the DCAC. I'm in the 7:30 show. And then...
See, now that's the kind of benefits that I think comics should be doing.
Yeah, that's...
Like, there's been like 10 Hurricane Sandy benefits recently. Just get a toy for a kid. That's going to actually work.
That's going to work, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to solve the Sandy problem, stand-ups.
So trendy.
All those hashtags.
So, yeah. You can do that. You can come see me tomorrow do stand-up.
What else you got? You got a lot of stuff coming up.
I have a lot of stuff. You go to my website. I'm bad at my schedule.
The website is...
SarahArmor.com.
And the Twitter is?
SarahArmor. At SarahArmor.
You're so talented. There's a guy I think you should meet. His name is Adam Friedland. I think he could do a lot of cool things.
I've heard of it. I should find him.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Ladies and gentlemen,
thanks.
Put your hands together for the extremely fabulous Miss Sarah Armor. These guys, I'm just so... Oh, my heart is full. I just want to say that I'm truly blessed to have such art in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, for one final time of the evening, will you guys do me a favor and make it a long one? Will you make it a long one, guys? Will you stretch it out just a little bit? Will you just a little bit longer than usual, okay? Just deliver your art in a forum that just makes the heart smile. Ladies and gentlemen, one final time for Butterfly with Bullet Wings.
Beautiful, you're beautiful. Today is the greatest. It's all of you with a smile. Yeah, good night, my love. Oh, oh, oh. This take, don't give a fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, That's called art. Thanks for coming. Have a wonderful night. Hey, guys, I don't know if you saw that, but a walker just got trashed. Deal with it, world.